the Gospel of today's Mass, telling the story of Jesus' encounter with a leper, happens by coincidence to come as the Church celebrates the 26th annual World Day of the Sick. This observance began during the pontificate of Pope St. John Paul II. It is celebrated on or about the 11th of February, which is the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, hence these beautiful Marian vestments you see on the altar. It was in the village of Lourdes in southern France in the year 1858 that Our Lady appeared to St. Bernadette, commissioning her to bring a message of healing that has become a world-renowned shrine where thousands come each year to receive God's merciful gift of spiritual and physical healing through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Listening to today's gospel about Jesus and the leper, we recall that a person suffering from leprosy in the time of Jesus and long before, as the first reading from the book of Leviticus indicates, such a person led a life of unspeakable loneliness and misery. True, the word leprosy in the Bible referred to a number of skin diseases besides Hansen's disease, what we call leprosy today. But all people suffering from any of these diseases were shunned as outcasts. They were forced to live outside any city or town or camp and to cry the word unclean to warn anyone from approaching them. They were exiles in the midst of their own families, friends, and neighbors. I remember my first visit to the leper colony at Kalapapa in Hawaii. I was in the islands with my priest classmates in 1986 to celebrate the silver anniversary of our priestly ordination. A few of us took the occasion to make a pilgrimage to the site where Father Damien, the leper, spent the last several decades of his life, ministering to those Hawaiians afflicted with Hansen's disease. He volunteered to become the chaplain for the leper colony established by the Hawaiian government in 1864, knowing that he, like all those sent there, would be there until his death. Father Damien eventually caught the disease himself and died in the midst of his flock. 9 years ago, he was canonized as a saint by Pope Benedict XVI. In the mid-20th century, the advances in medicine had found a cure for Hansen's disease. But the cure did not restore the lost fingers and hands, the chins and noses of those who had contracted the disease before the cure was discovered. In 1986, when we visited, there were still a number of people with various deformations living in the former colony, a place familiar to them that would spare them trying to make a new life elsewhere. Notwithstanding the assurance we received that there was no contagion remaining from those living there, I remember how I instinctively hesitated when offered a piece of cake by one of the islanders, who proudly announced she had baked the cake that morning for our anniversary celebration. But I overcame my initial reaction, thank God, and pronounced the cake very delicious indeed. It was with this recollection that I reflected on today's gospel story of Jesus and the leper. This infected man knelt down in front of Jesus and said, "If you will to do so, you can cure me." The evangelist Mark writes that Jesus was moved with pity and said, "I do will it, be cured." But at that point, Mark tells us something even more startling. He says that Jesus stretched out his hand and touched the leper. Touched the leper. The whole point of the law at that time was to make the leper untouchable, to make sure that no healthy person would ever have to come close to touching an infected person. But still, Jesus reached out and touched the man with leprosy. Older Catholics like me will remember Bishop Fulton Sheen. He was a renowned Catholic preacher whose message and style of delivery were riveting, as I recall from the retreat he preached to us priests in Los Angeles when I was a young priest. In the 1950s, Bishop Sheen even had a weekly half-hour TV program in prime time that drew an audience of 30 million viewers. One night, he told this story about himself. He was visiting a leper colony in Africa. He had brought along a supply of little silver crucifixes so he'd have something special to give to each of the 500 lepers in the camp. The first leper he met had only a stump of his left arm, and his right arm and hand were covered with ugly open sores. Sheen took out one of the little crucifixes, held it a few inches above the leper's hand, and then let it drop into his palm. Immediately, he was struck by what he had done. All at once, he said, I realized that there were 501 lepers in that camp, and the most leprous of them all was myself. I'd given a crucifix, the symbol of God's absolute love for us all, but then I pulled back and closed my eyes to what that symbol should have implied for me. So I looked again very hard at that little crucifix, and I knew what I had to do. I pressed my hand to the leper's hand with the symbol of love between us, and then I proceeded to do that for all the remaining 499 lepers. That's a very dramatic story, I think a very moving one. But you and I live in situations far more ordinary than those of an African leper colony more than a half century ago. Still, the story can challenge us and should. All of us need healing of one sort or another, and so do the people we meet day in and day out. And it's easy enough in our lives to turn the needy into untouchables, to convince ourselves that we shouldn't get involved, because we don't know what to say or do, because we may feel self-conscious or uncomfortable, because we don't want to fail or look foolish. We turn away. We don't want, like Jesus, to stretch out and touch the person. It may be someone who's grieving for a loved one, or someone who has just gone through a divorce, or someone who is struggling with an addiction. Maybe it's someone at work who's hard to get along with, or who's odd or awkward, whom others criticize or make fun of. Maybe it's someone in the classroom, or the schoolyard, or the cafeteria, who's the loner, the butt of everyone else's oh-so-clever remarks. Maybe it's the homeless person on the street. Or closer to home, maybe it's the member of the family who's going through a rough patch, perhaps of his or her own making, and therefore deserves to be avoided. Or perhaps it's someone who commits the offense of being poor and needy. Who are the untouchables in our lives, the everyday lepers? St. Paul gives us good advice about how to form our attitudes and choose our responses. In the second reading of our Mass today, we hear what Paul writes to the church in the Greek city of Corinth. Do all for the glory of God, whether eating or drinking. Give no offense. Don't seek only your own advantage. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. That's it. You and I, in simple, humble ways, are to be the touch of Christ in the lives of one another. As Bishop Sheen pointed out, he became a spiritual leper by treating others as lepers. When we treat our others as untouchable, we become untouchables ourselves. Bishop Sheen was a great preacher, but his voice has been stilled for many years now. But wherever that story is told about him, he still preaches the love of Christ. St. Francis of Assisi was also known as a great preacher. The story is told that one of his friars kept pestering him, Brother Francis, teach me to preach like you. So Francis finally said to the brother, meet me in the marketplace tomorrow at 9, and I will teach you to preach. They met the next morning and walked through the marketplace. They smiled at everyone they passed. They stopped and bought some food and gave it to a beggar. They talked for a while with a lonely old man. Then they helped a woman carry her laundry upstairs. Impatiently, the friar said, Brother Francis, when are you going to teach me to preach? Francis replied, Why, we are preaching. You and I are known to be Catholic Christians. Day in and day out, we meet nice people and difficult people, the touchable and the untouchable. Our choices and actions are speaking and preaching all the time. And what are they saying?